4.5 years went by, and I just didn't love her anymore.
Their shared life had shared expenses.
So when you left a bill.
There was...
Pay careful attention to me.
But...
Just understand that she got the short end of the financial stick after you left.
Was he shortchanged?
She changed the locks on me. I cannot enter the premises to get any of my belongings that are still there.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Jenna White is suing her ex-boyfriend, Trevor Weiss, for his share of an American Express bill and for rent.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 16 on the calendar, the matter of White versus Weiss.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Would you folks have a seat? Huh?
Mr. Weiss, were you and the plaintiff living together when you got this American Express card?
Yes, we were.
How long had you been living together?
Well, we'd been together for about 4.5 years, and we lived at my parents' house. We broke up for about a month, and we got back together and decided we could try to make it work so we would get an apartment. So we got an apartment and moved out.
American Express card. When did you get it?
I'm not 100% sure. She signed up for it, gave me a card just randomly out of the blue. So I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. When you used your American Express card, that she was the primary on the card, and she gave you a card.
Yes.
What did you use your card for?
I would use the card whenever we would go out to purchase groceries, gas, go out to
dinner.
What
did she use her card for?
Nordstrom's, shopping.
You mean
whatever.
She never purchased groceries without you?
Not that I know of, no.
And she never put gas in the car?
Not in my car, no. I would put gas in her car when we would go out, because we would take her car to the grocery store.
What was wrong with your car?
That's small. It was a compact. It was only a two-door.
Who put the gas in your car?
Myself. I would use my debit card to pay for my own gas.
Really? So how did you rack up on your card $2,600?
Gas and groceries.
Okay.
And Walmart.
Do you have the receipts from his card?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them, because that's what she would like. She would like the amount that you accrued on your American Express card, and then she would like some money towards the rent because you moved out and you had signed a lease along with her.
His amounts are highlighted.
Okay. So, Ms. White, this is going to be very simple for you, my dear. All these bills, it looks to me as if were for the home. You would agree that all these...
All of that was purchased and...
For the home.
For the home.
Understand? So when you left...
Yes.
You left a bill. Do you understand?
There was...
Pay careful attention to me. When you left, there was a bill. Because you ran it as a household. Sometimes you used your credit card, sometimes she used her credit card. All the same stores on your card and hers. Unless you were supporting somebody else's household. Were you, Mr. Weiss?
No, ma'am.
No. Then when you left, and you told me 5 minutes ago that it was your agreement to share the expenses, you walked out on a bill. Do you understand, Mr. Weiss?
I was told that would be paid off when she received a settlement. For when she got hit by a car. She said there was no obligation for me to pay that money back ever, even when I got the card.
Listen to me, sir. You told me 5 minutes ago that your agreement when you lived together was you would share expenses. Then you told me that everything on the card was for the household. I looked. You were right.
I did.
Pay attention. Try opening up your ears, Mr. Weiss. You're not going to win this battle, sir. It's your own testimony that I'm bringing back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
You said, A, we shared expenses. B, everything on the card was not for me, it was for the household. And I'm telling you, when you left some expenses. Now, do you understand?
I did pay
you
her
left,
back.
You left, show me that you paid her back.
Everything in the orange is money I gave her for the American Express to help pay that down.
You have something here for bedding.
Mm-hmm. That was purchased on the American Express, and I gave her cash.
Show me. Point it out to Bert. He'll show it to me. Bedding.
Let's see, it was right
where the green line is.
Walmart. November 27th, you charged $203.36. You charged in Walmart.
Yes, ma'am.
A month before that. So before you bought the bedding,
yes.
You transferred $150 to her before you bought the bedding.
Because we couldn't find the right size to fit our bed, so it took us a while to find the right size. It was an odd-shaped bed.
Are you odd? So you think that I believe that? That sounds so ridiculous that you transferred $150 to her a month before you went to the store and bought bedding. All right, Mr. Weiss. The balance at the end of the day when you finally separated was $5,000. You owe her half of that because that's what you agreed to. You owe her half of what that card is because you agreed to split the expenses. Now, when you moved out when? In December, January, or February?
I moved out in January.
You moved out when in January?
I moved out, I believe it was the 14th.
And you would pay January's rent?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay February's rent?
The agreement was that...
I asked you a question. Did you pay February's rent?
It was illegally taken out of my account, yes.
Did you pay February's rent?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but not March?
No.
And when did the lease terminate?
The lease terminates in June.
This June?
Yes.
Ma'am, the locks were changed.
I'd like to see what efforts you made to get a roommate.
I had an ad posted on roommates.com.
Show me.
I cannot show you because I spilled on it.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help you then.
I also have quite a few friends that I've talked to at work, where I used to work at, and unfortunately work has been slow, so I haven't been able to obtain a roommate.
Can't help you with the rent. I can't help you with the rent. Get a roommate.
I've tried, but honestly, I didn't sign on to an 8-month lease to live by myself. I signed on to an 8-month lease to live with him.
That's what happens. Things happen. You want to move in together without benefit of marriage and playhouse? That happens sometimes. Do you want him to stay there while he was dating somebody else?
No, that's not fair to me.
Of course. So you wanted him out.
I actually didn't want him to leave. I wanted to work
with him. Ma'am, she changed the locks in January.
Are you trying to talk over me? Did you notice how quiet she was when I was questioning you? That's how quiet you're going to be, Mr. Weiss. I mean, bottom line was she got stuck. You moved out, you found somebody else, and you left her with a 2-bedroom apartment, and you left. Isn't that what happened?
She changed the locks.
Isn't that what happened?
No.
Just a second. Are you telling me, Mr. Weiss, are you telling me she changed the locks before you moved out?
She changed the locks?
Hey, pay careful attention to me, Mr. Weiss. Your mother may be crazy about you. I'm not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That stupid grin on your face is inappropriate. Do you understand? It's ridiculous looking.
Well,
you don't belong here, first of all. You're nothing more than an irritant, and I don't know why he brought you.
And later today...
Now you're trying to rationalize that the indebtedness didn't exist at all. That's not a good thing for a 19-year-old.
Well, I just...
Unless you're telling me that your mother is a liar.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jenna White says... Ex-boyfriend Trevor Weiss owes for his share of credit card charges and for breaking a lease.
Now, are you telling me she changed the locks on you before you physically moved out?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I was in the process of moving my items out because I didn't feel that they were safe in the apartment.
Because why were you moving out, Mr. Weiss?
I never decided to completely move out.
Why were you
moving out? Because I didn't feel safe with my belongings at the apartment because she has broken my things before.
Mr. Weiss, why were you breaking up with her? You'd been together, according to you, 4.5 years.
You
want to tell me why?
4.5 years went by and I just didn't love her anymore. And you can't expect to stay.
Just a second, Mr. Weiss. You are absolutely entitled to that. You are absolutely entitled to say, my feelings changed before we got married. It's a very good thing that we broke it off. But you have to understand that by you moving out, which is what you were doing, you were moving out. This wasn't as if she changed the locks and you said, I'm going to get the police and go back in and get my stuff and I've been locked out of my apartment. You were leaving, Mr. Weiss, and don't play word games with me because you're going to lose. You were leaving, and if she changed the locks on you, it was after that was already here. You were moving out your stuff, you were leaving, you were starting a different life someplace else, and she changed the locks. So what you decided to do is you decided to leave, and you left her with a lease on a larger apartment than she probably would have taken without you. That's what happened. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily
that I blame you. You're entitled to change your mind. You're entitled to change your feelings. You're entitled to find a new love. You're entitled to do all those things. Just understand that she got the short end of the financial stick after you left. Where did you go when you left?
I went to my parents' house.
For how long?
I've been there ever since.
You live there full time?
Yes.
Okay. But so you...
I did try. She was asking me for rent. I said, let me move back in. I can help pay for the rent. Let me move back in. She said, no.
Well, why would you move back in?
It's a two-bedroom apartment.
Why would you move back in, Mr. Weiss?
Because she was having trouble with the rent. We were together for 4 years. I did, you know, emotionally, you know, have a connection, saying, oh, I feel bad for moving out. I'll help you split the rent. Let me live in the second room. She said, no.
Well, wouldn't that be ridiculous, Mr. Weiss? It would be ridiculous for you to move back in after you've moved out already. And that's a lot of baloney. I'm telling you, you live with your parents, they may think you're adorable and very bright. You're really not. Because I could do you in a minute. They think that you're cute. All you have to do is acknowledge responsibility. You're entitled to change your mind. You're not entitled to be irresponsible. And if you moved in with your parents, I guarantee you, Mr. Weiss, that you're not paying your parents anywhere near what your share of the rent was when you lived with the plaintiff. So it would have been the right thing to do if you changed your mind and she was stuck with a lease to help her out.
She defaulted on the lease, though. She changed the locks on me. I cannot enter the premises to get any of my belongings that are still there.
What belongings do you have that is...
I have a TV, I have books, I have other
items.
Do
you have a counterclaim?
No, I tried, but it was too late.
Well, that's not my problem.
I apologize for that.
That's not my problem. Who is this?
This is my best friend, Evan.
And who is this?
This is my girlfriend.
When did she become your girlfriend?
Oh, I think it was
not
in
an answer.
February, it was?
February.
Late February?
Fast mover. As I said, Mr. Weiss, you're not responsible to stay with her if your feelings change and if you find another girl and move on, which is exactly what you did. And your statement to me that you were willing to move back in with her and to help her with the rent because you felt sorry for her was disingenuous, because otherwise you wouldn't bring your girlfriend with you here and tell me that she started to be your girlfriend in February. So what you expected Miss White to do after having been with you for 4.5 years is to tolerate a circumstance where you would be coming home in the evening and maybe bringing your new girlfriend home with you. That stupid grin on your face is inappropriate. Do you understand?
Sorry.
Do you understand? It's stupid.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What are you confused about? I asked you, listen to me, smarty pants. I asked you how much the car was. You told me it was $1,350. I believed you. Were you lying to me?
No. What?
Were you lying to me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jenna White says ex-boyfriend Trevor Weiss owes for his share of credit card charges and for breaking a lease.
It's ridiculous looking.
I think it's a whole lot of nonsense.
I think that the stupid grin on your face is ridiculous.
Well,
you don't belong here, first of all. You don't belong here, first of all. You're nothing more than an irritant, and I don't know why he brought you. You owe a $4,900 judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
I think she was a little upset.
It was a really crazy experience.
And she was being irrational.
And I'm really glad that I can have him out of my life.
She was always a money-hungry person.
That just is a really big sigh of relief for me.
Looks like she's gonna go on a shopping spree.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lawrence versus Wobig. Step forward, please.
John Lawrence is suing his estranged stepson, 19-year-old Jake Wobig, for the balance on a car he helped him buy.
Mr. Lawrence, I assume this is your soon-to-be ex-wife.
That's
correct. Is that right? I've read your papers. This is what it's about. You claim that this young man, who is still your stepson, owes you for a car that he purchased and you loaned him the money for.
That is correct.
And you claim that you have a note that he signed for that amount of money.
Yes.
The defendant says that he signed the note under duress, that the money was taken out of a joint account that you had with his mother, and the car was only $500 and not $1,300. So those are all your excuses, am I correct?
Correct.
When was the car purchased?
It was purchased in July of 2009.
Okay. How long were you and Mr. Lawrence married?
8 years.
Did you have a joint bank account?
Yes, we did.
When you took out the money from the bank to purchase this car, Mr. Lawrence, where was it taken from?
Out of our joint account at Idaho Central. It was deposited into our joint account at Wells Fargo.
But it was taken out of a joint account?
Yes.
It was taken out of a joint account. How do you rationalize that the debt is solely to you?
The money that came from was an inheritance that I received from a great aunt. We used that.
Was it a joint account?
Yes, I put it there.
Then it's joint money. You may have put more money in the joint account from an inheritance, but your money was pooled. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, then there is no rational basis for me to find that all of the money that was paid for the car was yours.
That would follow.
Good. Great. So we're in agreement. See how fair I am? See how easy this is? Because for a long time you lived together as a family, and I assumed that for a while it was okay, and it got nasty after a while. And I assume, Mr. Wobig, that you and the plaintiff are not going to have a long-term fatherly relationship, so it doesn't have to end with a lot of animus any more than it already has. Now, how much was the car? Is not an answer. How much was the car?
Sorry, Your Honor. I believe it was $1,350.
Did you pay any of that money back to your stepfather and or your mother?
Yes, both of them.
How much did you pay back?
I believe $400.
How much was paid back?
Jake paid me in cash approximately $200.
Your mother says it was $200.
I also paid him money as well after she left.
How much did you pay him?
$200. I paid for 2 months. So with the total of those two, it's $400.
Okay. Did he pay you $200 after the two of you separated?
He paid $150, according to the records that I have.
I paid
$200. Okay. So that leaves $950 left, right?
Correct.
Now, you explain to me why you don't owe half the money to Mr. Lawrence.
Well, because when I was going to school, I was in Portland, and they were helping me out with the car. It was more of a gift. I told them that...
It's not more of a gift if you gave back money.
Yeah, but she was helping me with rent, with food, expenses like that. So I told her that when I did get money, I would send her money as I had it, just as a thank you, just trying to help my part. And there was no agreement of me paying for the car whatsoever when the car was purchased until a year later when he brought up this contract. There was no mention of it until a year later after she brought up divorce.
Great. Now you're going to pay him $475.
But see, one thing with
but is not an answer.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Listen to me carefully. Your mother says you paid her back $200. Is your mother a liar?
No.
He says you paid him back $150. You said $200. You corrected him. I took your word for it. I said, $200. Now you're trying to rationalize that the indebtedness didn't exist at all. That's not a good thing for a 19-year-old.
Well, I just...
Unless you're telling me that your mother is a liar. Is your mother a liar that you paid her back $200?
No, Your Honor. But it wasn't specifically for that.
Yes, it was. That's what she said.
It was also for other things as well.
No, that's what she said. Otherwise, she would have said, no, he never gave me money for the car. He gave me money for other things, but he never gave me money for the car. So, it's either your mother is a liar, or mistaken, or it was a loan.
Okay.
Got it?
I got it.
Perfect. Judgment for the plaintiff.
Oh, wait.
In the amount of $475. Thank you.
The amount of the receipt is not on the same as how much he's suing me for, though.
What?
Yeah, the amount on the receipt, that's why I was confused.
Just a second. He's not getting the amount on a receipt. Do you understand? He's getting less. Are you complaining about that he's not getting more? Is my question? Just a second. Mr. Wobig,
yeah.
Better stay in school. He's suing for $1,125. I am not giving him $1,125. I am giving him $475. Are you complaining about that?
No, I'm confused because I looked up the receipt and the receipt only says $500. That's why I was confused. And that's the receipt that he wrote out for the car.
What are you confused about? I asked you, listen to me, smarty pants. I asked you how much the car was. You told me it was $1,350. I believed you. Were you lying to me?
No. Well,
were you lying to me?
No.
Good. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He wouldn't give me any of my stuff back unless I gave him money.
He was my stepkid.
He was intimidating. He was threatening.
To me, a stepkid and a kid is the same. And
he injured my dog, that my dog died because of him.
That he just goes on and hopefully learns something out of this.
Absolutely happy it's over.
Just let life be life.
I can just put it all behind me, forget he ever existed.